All right, before we're joined tonight yet by Leo Holman on this balloon, this Chinese balloon, and a new article out tonight about it being a delivery system for an EMP, Leo Holman, then we're going to be joined by Dr. Rob Lindstedt and Dr. Andy Woods on several key topics. Before we do, don't forget about how it is that we come to you each night. We are supported by you. As I look at an empty pet bed, we got to find out where Delta is. I think she was eating dinner. I was feeding her dinner a while ago. I bet you anything, Dollar to Donut, she's sitting outside the studio door right now. That's normally where she's at. So we'll try to get her in here. It looks kind of sad when that bed's empty. But the way we're here, folks, is through you. And you can support us one of several ways. You can support us by going to MyPillow.com and get your MyPillow 2.0. MyPillow 2.0. And you can do that at MyPillow.com. Are you coming in, Delta? And you can also save money by using the promo code B66. Promo code B66. And that way you get savings and we get credit. Helps fund this broadcast. MyPillow 2.0 with brand new technology. There she is. How you doing, girl? Where did you have a good dinner? Well, everybody's been missing you. She was what? One room over laying down over there? All right. Well, that's what happens when you get shut out of the studio. So you were close by, weren't you? You weren't far away. You weren't far away, were you? All right. Everything is good with the world. Delta's back. Where was I? Yeah. She goes right to her MyPillow bed. Get a screenshot of that. There she goes, right to it. Okay, Delta. Yeah. All right. MyPillow.com, promo code B66, okay? You want to say hi to everybody? Huh? You having a good Friday night, huh? MyPillow.com, promo code B66. All right. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet bed, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and so much more at MyPillow.com. Also, WVWTVStore.com, WVWTVStore.com. And that is where you'll find all kinds of emergency supplies. Our phones are ringing off the hook. You know why? We made February free freight February. You're going to save hundreds of dollars. Many of you, your shipping bill, well, it's heavy. This is heavy stuff. And we've made free shipping on freight for February. It's been quite a project to work with the company that we're working with to get this freight down and get this done. At one point, it was such a nightmare. I'm like, oh, no, what have we done? But we have persevered through it, trying to learn the whole new printing system and how it works and people picking it up. And anyway, can't teach an old dog new tricks, right? But I guess they have, thanks to the team we have here. And so if you want to go with the free freight February, get your order in now. Get a pen and paper. I'm going to give you the phone number for those that want to order by phone. Otherwise, just go to WVWTVStore.com, WVWTVStore.com. You can get Ready Hour Ultimate Breakfast, Ready Hour Protein Kit with real meat. Hey, or you can wait until there is no meat and you can eat crickets and worm meals, or you can wait for an EMP attack by China or Russia or Iran, and you can sit in the dark and you can starve to death. That's another option. Or hope that you'll find something at the grocery store. We tried that during COVID, and that was nothing compared to what, well, even Klaus Schwab says is coming. That was a minor disruption, he said. We're going to have a massive cyber attack beyond what the world can imagine. Well, they need the great crash. They need the great reboot of all the computers for the great reset. So if you want to eat synthetic meat and crickets and worm meals, you know, have at it. Otherwise, get your Ready Hour Mega Protein Kit with real meat. Real Ready Hour fruit, Ready Hour fruit, veggie, and snack. We got Ready Hour gluten-free, one-year emergency, four-week, six-month, three-month, 72-hour test kit. You want to get 2 years, we'll work with you on that. If you want to order online, WVWTVStore.com. You want to order by phone, here it is, the number. Yes, we're answering on Friday nights, taking your orders, 901-468-9357. 901-468-9357. 901-468-9357. Also, don't forget about thinking through the emergency supplies, not just the food, but the supplies. How are you going to get water? How are you going to purify the water? Maybe you better get a purifier. Here we go. Maybe you better think about a little fire kit, the solo stove that we've been selling for years. Put a little kindling under there. It's not big. This is very small little deal here. And you put some kindling and wood under there, and you go back to the other page, and you'll see where you can get the pots. And you put the pot over the flame with your water that you filtered, and now you got your boiling water so that you can now make your freeze-dried food. There you go. So again, have you thought about all the things you're going to need in an emergency? Well, we have. We've put a lot of it for you here, including 6-hour canned heat, a small little camping stove, 4-in-1 emergency solar flashlight, an AM/FM weather radio with hand crank, ready hour wireless solar power bank charger, and 28 LED room lights, solar lantern torch and charge. So many supplies we've thought in advance. www.tvstore.com. You can also order them on the phone line, 901-468-9357. All right, joining me now is Leo Holman. Leo just wrote a great article tonight. I saw it online tonight, and I thought, oh, I got to squeeze him in here real quick. Leo, welcome back. Glad you're with us.
Thank you, Brandon, for having me on.
Thank you. As we're on the air tonight, they're reporting an explosion over the skies in Montana, which is really weird because, you know, that balloon is long since left Montana.
I think yes,
over Missouri or leaving Missouri about now. But we're getting all these reports. I'm even sitting here texting with a guy that I know who owns the radio station that we're on right now. I know Chris, and Chris owns the radio station in Montana that is streaming Lindell TV right now. They carry our Lindell audio stream on this gigantic station with a big signal in Montana. The owner of the station just texted me, Chris, and he's sending me these articles. I don't know what this loud explosion is, but the public, a lot of people are reporting this bang in the sky over Billings, Montana, where the Chinese balloon was seen over the U.S. airspace. I mean, why would we have this? The balloon's long since left. What's going on tonight?
That is, bear with me. I've got a kind of a cold going on here. But, it's all over the internet tonight, Brandon. It started with a post on Twitter by some guy named Ron, who was posting from some woman who filmed it outside of her house in Billings, Montana. But I haven't seen anything that describes exactly what that was falling out of the sky as if it were exploded. And who knocked it out of the sky and what is it? That's what we're still trying to find out. But I do not believe it's the balloon, the spy balloon that everyone's talking about, because that's nowhere near Montana anymore, unless it's a second surveillance balloon that's come down from Canada, which there was some talk earlier today, Brandon, about a second one spotted in Canada. And so if that previous report was accurate, then it could be that that is the balloon that now made its way across the border into Montana and either self-exploded, you know, something went wrong and it took itself out, or it was knocked out by U.S. military.
Okay, this is weird. Logan, I just sent you what Chris, the station owner in Montana, just sent me. I don't know if you can pull any of that up in real time here and play some of that real quick. But apparently this is the footage of, you know, and there's an explosion, and people are trying to get to the bottom of what this all is. I want to be clear. The other balloon that was seen there first, that's already moved out of the area. I think that's was approaching St. Louis a few hours ago, and at the rate of speed, it's probably already out of Missouri now.
Right. I think it's in Illinois, at least, by now.
Yeah. So I don't know what's going on, but while
By the way, Brandon, by the way, I have it from a meteorologist that, given the weather patterns and way this thing is going, its final destination in the United States will be Washington, D.C.
Well, that should make everybody sleep well tonight. Let's go while Logan pulls up any of that. You got it? Yep. Yeah, let's play the audio because I think we might hear something in there as far as explosion. I don't know. We're all seeing this for the first time. I'm seeing it for the first time with a lot of you. Maybe there is no audio.
know, right there you saw a bit of an igniting. Yeah. But I don't see any planes, do you?
No. But people are reporting having people are reporting about running outside after hearing, you know, hearing what sounded like a plane, some of them are saying.
And then I saw some more video of four helicopters in that general vicinity, but that's all I've seen.
Let's see. I'm trying to see real quick here. So here's what I just caught a few minutes ago. Out my window, I saw a jet go by so fast that an explosion in the sky, Billings, Montana.
I'm not sure what that was, but here we go. There is a ton of...
Something serious is going on there.
All right, we got another one in 10 seconds coming up.
All right. In my neighborhood.
Ah.
Yeah, those are the helicopters I was telling you about.
That's in Bozeman, Montana? Well, something's weird. And, you know, Fox News is reporting tonight that there's another one coming from Latin America. Let's see here. Pentagon says Chinese spy balloon is traveling over Latin America.
Yes, so something major is going on in real time, Brandon. Military operations by the CCP over the United States, over Latin America, including Canada. So you've got all of North America and now into... Is it Central America or South America where the other one was spotted?
They're mentioning Latin America. Let me see if they tell us any particular city or area.
Country.
No, right now I'm just hearing Latin America. Yeah, don't have anything particular yet.
Okay, so at the very least, we know that this is a information gathering, data gathering, intelligence gathering operation.
I don't know. Did you hear my interview with General McInerney tonight?
I did.
Did you hear my interview with Navy test pilot, rocket scientist, expert on satellites, who's put up a lot of satellites for the U.S. government? Did you hear my interview with him at the end of the Lindell report tonight, Jason Pratt?
No.
He says he believes this is also about testing our response, what assets mm-hmm. we move, what we use to track with. Mm-hmm. They're watching to see right. what our response is going to be. He also said to me off the air.
That would fall under the category of intelligence,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. He also said to me on the phone tonight, when we didn't have time to get onto it on the air because we actually went over, but if I had more time, I would have asked him to tell the audience, so I'll tell you. He said he also believes what's going on in Russia, with Ukraine and Russia, is Russia and China are watching for how America will respond, as well as what weaponry we will send, what weaponry we'll engage with. And this is all a dry run and a test and information gathering for the big WW3 with Russia and China.
That's exactly where I was going with my statement, Brandon, and I didn't even hear your interview with Mr. Pratt.
Yeah, I know you didn't because you were out to dinner.
Right, right. This is what I have gathered just from reading what I'm reading and seeing what I'm seeing. This is a test run that I mentioned that in my article, which was written much earlier today, that I felt that was what was going on, but I wasn't sure. Now, what you're telling me just confirms it. And they are gathering information and data as to put together a strategy for a future EMP attack. And I believe that EMP attack will precede World War III, meaning the actual on-the-ground direct combat between U.S. and Russian and or Chinese troops. And we're already in World War III, so don't mistake what I said. But the EMP attack will precede direct combat confrontation between U.S. and Russia or China. And I think we can expect that to come as that general, that four-star general warned us. Everyone is saying that the general said the World War III with China will start in 2025, but I took it as he said it will start by 2025, meaning it could start earlier.
Absolutely. Gordon Chang has said it could start any time.
Yes.
You, again, didn't see my interview with a retired military officer, a literal rocket scientist, Navy test pilot, Jason Pratt, earlier tonight. He said, I asked him, what would it be like in America when Taiwan is invaded by China and you wake up and you find out that has begun? What would it be like in America? He said, I believe you'll wake up and you will see your alarm didn't go off. It's not on. You go to the coffee pot. It won't work. You open the refrigerator. The light doesn't come on. And now you realize you're without power. And he said, I believe we will see an EMP attack. It will bring great chaos. And the officials in America will be so distracted by the massive bringing down of our power grid. Not to mention, our military is also very dependent on the civilian power grid. Most Americans are not aware of the fact of how dependent our military and military bases are on the private military or the private utility companies. That doesn't mean they don't have generators and different things that they can use as backups. But they're also very dependent on the private power grid. The chaos that would create to distract our leaders trying to deal with this crisis in America, 300 plus million Americans in the dark, societal unrest like you couldn't believe, and panic while they're trying to then also deal with China. This is exactly the distraction they need.
Absolutely. And Brandon, if there's one thing that we the people should take away from this test run or dry run, they're getting their intel, the Chinese, for what they need to launch a future attack. But we should also be gathering intel for we the people. And what I see from that is this is a harbinger, a foreshadowing of how incompetent and unprepared and downright traitorous our federal government is, that they would allow an admitted surveillance balloon that they admit has a, quote, heavy payload to travel down through Alaska into Canada, across the border in Montana, go south and then eastward across the heartland through Missouri, passing missile silos, taking in data and images close up, even better than they could get from a satellite, then continuing on through the heartland, through Illinois, and on its way all the way to Washington, D.C., without taking action, standing by, paralyzed, giving ridiculous excuses like General McInerney described in your excellent interview with him earlier tonight, where he said this thing could have been taken out over the ocean. It could have been taken out over sparsely populated areas of Alaska. It could have been examined and we could have known exactly what was in there before it did anything nefarious, gathered any data, sent it back to China. But what did our government do? It stood back and it made excuses. So this should be taken as a harbinger of what they will do when the ships are off the coast of Los Angeles, New York, Savannah Harbor, and ready to fire cruise missiles on this country. What will they do then, Brandon? Will they sit around and twiddle their thumbs and try to make excuses? Maybe say, oh, that's just a Chinese exercise. Yeah, they're a little too close, but don't worry about it. As we go about our merry way, you know, going out to eat, watching NFL, Super Bowl, whatever the big bread and circuses event of the day is. And then the next morning we wake up to find out that Los Angeles has been obliterated.
Absolutely right. You know, I was reading your article online tonight during the Lindell Report, and I was quoting Dr. Pry. I didn't realize that the article that you were writing and quoting from the Washington Examiner goes on to report Dr. Pry. But I was saying before I got down to that part that Dr. Pry used to sit at this desk, and I produced his show, and his radio show every week. And of course, he was the chief of staff of the EMP task force and EMP commission. Yes. He was the head of that. And he warned about one way to deliver an EMP was through a balloon. And so again, the issue of using this to monitor our country, as Jason said earlier, who used to design and put up rockets to deliver satellites for the military, he said, look, they don't need to fly a balloon over the country to grab intel. They can use satellites. Of course, they could also use satellites to do an EMP attack on America. Dr. Pry warned that North Korea had two satellites circling over the U.S., and he said he thought it was better than 50% chance that one or both were armed with a nuclear device to create an EMP. The issue is, we don't know. We don't know, at least if the military knows, they haven't told the public. So we don't know what they have put on a satellite. We don't know if they would carry out an EMP with more than one way. Because again, you've got to do it just right to bring down the whole grid. There are three grids in America.
Yes.
And so the question is, would they use more than one way to guarantee that they got what they wanted to bring down all three grids?
Right. And I think the bottom line for people about that, we don't know what is in this balloon. All we do know is they've admitted, our own government has admitted two things, that it's gathering surveillance and that it carries a heavy payload. I mean, this thing could, for all we know, it could have biological weapons that they're getting ready to drop on us. We don't know what's in there. That's why it is mind-boggling that they've allowed it to progress this far into the interior of the country.
Indeed. And Logan has just brought me a phone to show me footage. Brought me my phone to show me footage. What is that, Logan? Who sent that to us? Is that Liz? You're kidding me.
What?
What? Nicole is filming that in California? Okay, he's got footage just sent to us by Liz. Liz is a PR gal we work with, and you're telling me, Logan, this was taken by Nicole Pearson, the attorney we interview all the time?
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
And Logan's trying to bring it up, but Nicole just took this, and we don't, and this is in California, so she would not be seeing what's going on in Montana. So what is this going on in California? I mean, I hate to say it, it looks like a rocket going up.
This is getting more bizarre.
I just want to clarify, it sounds weird, and that may not be what it is, but it as a layperson, you look at it and you go, what is that? But is a plume, unless it has something to do with an optical illusion to, you know, the way it's done, and this is actually just a plane putting out, but it doesn't seem to be going like a plane. It seems to be going straight up. There it is, folks. This is from Nicole, the attorney in California, coming to us by Liz, who's a public relations gal that helps us book guests. And we don't know what that is. But isn't that odd that this is going on right now? Again, I'm not going to say what it is because I don't know. I just find it interesting. What are your thoughts, Leo?
Yeah. I mean, we still don't know what the one in Billings, Montana is. And now we've got another one.
I wonder if anyone else is hearing anything. Wow. I'm just quickly searching before we go to our next guest. Well, I want you to finish up real quick, Leo, while I do a little look-see here. But tell me, EMP, I mean, people need to realize, Dr. Pry, we spent a lot of money producing his TV show and radio show because we understood this was the big threat. This was the new way of warfare.
Yeah.
And when this happens, the government's not going to help you. They are not going to help you.
That is the big lesson, the big takeaway that I was trying to communicate a couple minutes ago, for we the people. Do not expect the government, do not expect the military to come to your rescue when this hits the fan. When the Russians or the Chinese launch an EMP attack, which would destabilize this country, like something we've never seen before. People would be in a panic, probably within 2 or 3 days of having no power. And then you've got looting. Then you've got people killing each other in the streets, fighting over what they can find. Your cars, we still don't know the effect that an EMP would have on vehicles, although there is strong evidence to suggest that when you get in your car, it won't start unless it was, you know, it has a carburetor like pre-1975 when a car still had a carburetor. It more than likely, if it depends on electronics and electronic fuel injection, that vehicle won't run. So think about that. Looting, pillaging, transportation demobilized. Your corporation calls you and says you're out of a job because everything depends on computers now. So everybody is now without a job and without money. There's a run on the banks. It just never ends. This country would implode from within before the Russians or Chinese even need to invade it.
Yeah, I just did a search. SpaceX rocket lifts off from the California coast. That was not today. I was just checking to see if this is, you know, maybe what we were seeing, because we know that happens out there on the California coast. But, you know, again, I'm not seeing anything, so I don't know what we just got from Nicole. I appreciate her filming it and Liz sending it to us. But, I mean, this is just getting more and more interesting. We'll keep you posted. But I wanted to bring everyone's attention to Leo's brand new article at leoholman.com. Leoholman.com.
Yes. And if I could, Brandon, put in a plug for my new Substack.
Yes.
Account, leoholman.substack.com. I will be putting up shorter snippets frequently there and having my more in-depth articles on my website, leoholman.com.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Thank you, Leo. Appreciate it. Thanks for all you
do. As always, thank you, Brandon.
Leo Holman checking in.